Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that this just gives her a good understanding and foundation of Bible prophecy so that she can understand your will more perfectly, personally in her life, and obey it. I ask all these prayers, Father, in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so I'm going to just go through very briefly a history timeline from Genesis and then connect it to the book of Revelation, just a slight overview, not of everything, but to help understand in terms of kingdoms, okay, connecting it to this Nebuchadnezzar statue, okay. First you have in the book of Genesis, the fall of man, of course, okay, and then the Lord prophesies how he's going to redeem man through the Messiah, okay? And then, of course, you have the flood. And then after you have the flood, you have the calling of Abraham, okay, out of Ur of the Chaldeans, okay? And now this is the beginning of the plan of salvation through the line of the Messiah, okay, because he promises Isaac, which is a supernatural child, okay, with Sarah. And then from Isaac, you have Jacob and the 12 tribes, okay? And then the 12 tribes go in and get the promised land. And after they get the promised land, they establish a kingdom, okay, that ends up separating due to the idolatry of Solomon, okay. But you have, and then it turns into the northern and southern kingdom, which is Israel and Judah, okay. But it's a carnal kingdom with kings, okay, but two kingdoms with kings. But it's supposed to be God's people, okay, God's kingdom, okay. They sin and fall away. This is prophesied already in the book of Deuteronomy, okay? But it was never really meant to be eternal and forever, okay? This is the book of Romans, just a schoolmaster, okay, to teach us about the coming of Christ in eternity, okay, in the new covenant, okay? And as it falls, okay, and is judged, okay, right before the end of the New Testament, you have the prophets Ezekiel and Jeremiah, and then also Isaiah, okay, and then the minor prophets as well, all prophesying about the new covenant, okay, which is the coming of the Messiah and the promise of grace, okay, and then the gospel going to the Gentiles, okay. But in terms of kingdoms, this is important because what ends up happening is at this point, okay, when you have first the fall of the northern kingdom, Israel, then the southern kingdom, Judah, okay, and they get judged and taken into captivity. This starts a timeline, okay? And the timeline, just like a clock, okay, literally hits start, okay, with King Nebuchadnezzar, okay? And you see this with Daniel, okay, and he, where Nebuchadnezzar has this dream, and the beginning and the head of the dream is Nebuchadnezzar, okay? And then the statue, okay, has this dream of the statue, and the statue is divided into four parts, which are four kingdoms. And at the very bottom of the statue, the statue is destroyed at the feet with a big rock, which is Christ and his eternal kingdom, okay, which is first the 1,000-year millennial reign, and then we enter into eternity once all things are brought under submission to Christ, and he offers it up to the Father, okay? So this literally lays out from Genesis to Revelation, just like a clock and a timeline of the order of things of how they go, okay, and relates this statue, because this is very important in terms of Bible prophecy and understanding, since we're talking about demonic persecution, understanding Bible prophecy is important to that because it's all connected. It happens on a smaller level in your own personal life, you'll find out, okay, but this statue, okay, is where we are, and I'm going to talk about that, okay, but it's like a clock, and it goes through, and then it goes all the way through to the feet, and then you have the beast, of course, and the return of Christ, and like I heard already mentioned, okay, so perfectly, that's helpful if I have any sisters not really familiar with, like, the overview of how things go, okay, and once again, you need to be reading your Bible from cover to cover. When you're done, you need to read it again, even the parts that you're uncomfortable with, if you feel like you don't understand Bible prophecy and things like that, doesn't matter, keep reading it, okay, your KJV Bible from cover to cover, okay, because these things are going to be really important as the days unfold, okay? I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just pray for any sister that's starting her day, that she has a fruitful day, abounding in the Spirit and glorifying your Son. I ask all these prayers, you Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.